You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The redemption, Am Yisrael, he came out of Mitzrayim, and all of a sudden we see a very surprising thing. The Paro was forced by Hashem to chase after Am Yisrael. Say, no, you do so, you did so much work, all these 10 makot, the plagues, so why you causing Paro to chase after them? So there's a very delicate point that the Torah Shai is informing us. They came out Beyad Rama. What does Beyad Rama mean? Very high deed. Very, very proud. So now here is explained that the reason that Hashem made Paro to chase after him is because they had so much gaava when they came out. They said, oh, we're not slave anymore. You know, we're out. We're free. We can do anything we want. So Ribono Shel Olam said, yeah, Chiyal Kardin, Bachalomot. So he sent Paro after them. So now this concept applies for every one of us. You know, we, you know, sometimes we get out of hand because we feel, you know, we are given something that makes us better than others. We are better than other people. So now here he says, what does it say? Paro came to Am Yisrael, he chases after him, he said, Vayagareb. Ah, that's good, yeah.
He made them closer.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. He doesn't say that Qarav Paro, he came close. So here we see the term that is used. It has a message that he made Am Yisrael close to Am Yisrael. So now here we learn Paro, that is a symbol of problems, headaches, difficulties, God forbid, not being well. So the only reason is that maybe we're missing somewhere that we have to be closer to Ribono Shel Olam. It's very interesting. Like let's say, you start your lahash, you have 19 berachot. Which bracha you focus more? Like for example, Einstein, when he would do lahash, did he do lahash? For example, he did. So now, how would he recite Atah Chonen LaAdam Da'at? Einstein. Huh? No, he has lots of Chokhmah. So that's why he just goes through it fast. Why? Because, you know, I don't need this bracha because I already have Chokhmah. So now, doctor, he gets to Refa'inu. How does he read it? Yeah, no, I know all the prescription. I don't need to focus on it. It's very interesting. So everybody has his selective beracha that he has more focus in it, right? So when he gets to Baruch Aleinu, but he has like billions of dollars, so he doesn't need, you know, Baruch Aleinu. I have all the money in the bank, so he goes through it fast. But Shema Goleinu, he says, I need a cheap ticket to the Al. So then he spent half an hour, you know, same year, cheap ticket. So it's very interesting. According to what you think you have and you don't need, so you dependent to Hashem. But if you feel, no, I have it already, so I don't need to. It's very interesting. So now here we see that's not how it works. Sometimes Ribono Shel Olam, Yishtabach Shmo La'ad, he put a trap for us. And he gives us a chokhmah to see really, really, we feel this is my chokhmah or Hashem has given me. And we fall in the trap. Then we have money, you know, okay, you know, Baruch Adin, blah, blah, blah. Then, you know, all the medicine, or I feel, Baruch Hashem, well, the final. But Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, not for anyone, you need a surgery. Your refinement takes half an hour. Why is he hurt? You know, this doctor doesn't know anything. You know, he's going to cut me and this and that. Chas v'shalom. Yeah. You know, happened to be a story. Magid Midubna, I think this story happened to be there were three friends. They were walking on the street. One of them had a car, and one of them was a doctor. And the other one had one of these things that you can see far away. What do you call it?
Binocular.
So now, so he, all of a sudden, he was looking, he sees, wow, there's a lady far away, fell down on the sidewalk. So they get in the car, you know, they go there, and the doctor was there, and he, because she fainted. She fainted, and then he did whatever he did, and saved her. So now, the father arrives, and says, wow, you know, my daughter, this is a very wealthy father. So, see what the danger she was in, and she was saved. So another father says, you know what, I think you have to pick one of these people as your husband. Which one she would pick?
I might see from far away.
I said, go, yeah, he was the one that spotted her, no?
Yes.
Well, how about the one that needed a car to go there? If there was no car, would they get there?
If we didn't see, we wouldn't go there.
Exactly. But if he saw. So if there was no car, would it do any good?
No.
And if there was no doctor. So if they would see and they go there and
no,
there was
doctor.
No doctor, would it do? So which one she should you pick?
She cannot marry all three, but the first one.
I know, but which one would be the best one to marry?
All of them. The first one, because if the first one didn't see, it wouldn't work.
Fine. You're right. So the first one is not. But there's nothing, there's no transportation to get there. But here, the car was there. So the one that drove the car took him there.
She cannot marry Hashem either.
Fine. But here, the father says, you know, you have to pick one. So which one should pick?
I think the one that...
Which one? First one? Yeah? Magid
Midubna
says, the daughter of the wealthy man picked
the one with the car.
The third one, the doctor. She said, that's true. The one that saw me without him, they could not get to me. And the one that drove the car without him, they could not arrive when I passed out. And obviously, without a doctor, I would not be alive now. But the point here is, if I marry one of these people and I would faint again, who's going to save me?
The doctor.
And she was very chachama, huh? So now, if he...
He might be interested.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what the story that we all about. You know, if you are secure, I'm greater than Shlomo. I'm Lechalav Shalom. You didn't know? I don't need any Chokhmah. Doctor? Shh. I'm Muslim. Nothing. But that's not true. That's what the Olam is programmed. There are always nisyonot. And we have to be sure that whatever we have, it's only a matana, it's only a gift. It's only a matana. You give a gift to somebody, and then you come say, you know what? No, I changed my mind. Give it back to me. No, give it back to me. And that's how it is. That we should not be so feeling secure. The only one that gives the security is... And that's what we need. We need always to be attached to Rum Sholam. As we see here, they came out, wow, so proud, bragging. He said, what? This is just the beginning. Now you're bragging? He sent the power after them. So that means any misfortune, any Yisurin that we go through, it's only and only that Rum Sholam says, I miss you. Come. I need you close to me. And that's what we see. The term that is used is not that the power all came close. He made He made them close to Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem is like, you know, to be always attached to Ribono.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.